So let's do the holy letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to volume 4. This is letter number 1008. It's dated the 16th day of Iyar in Tavshin Aleph in Brooklyn. Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. The Rebbe says, in time I did receive your second letter in which you are asking for a blessing for yourself and for your wife, may she live. When I was on the gravesite of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, there's always a title, but I make it short just for the purpose of clarity. But the Rebbe always gives it when he mentions his father-in-law. He always mentioned it with a lot of blessings or respectful afterwards. So I did mention you for good, and for sure my father-in-law, the Rebbe, will arouse mercy, great mercy for you, for a speedy recovery, and both of you will have nachas, Jewish nachas, from your children, may they live. It would be very good that you should implement saying Tehillim in Shul, also during the weekdays, at least a few chapters. And why don't you, and give over to those who pray, the words that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, said, that saying Tehillim is a protection for many bad matters. It could protect you, God forbid. So the Tehillim that you say is a protection, and it also draws down lots of good in what's needed to each one and one. So I think reading this Rebbe's letter, instead of what we've been doing one chapter, I think we should do two chapters. We should do the Rebbe's chapter also. So because the Rebbe says clearly to say here, he says at least a few chapters. So a few, the minimal is two a day. The Rebbe says a couple. He says at least a couple. So would mean two. So I think we should institute that. And this should bring down lots of good in everything that is needed for each one and one. I'm also attaching here the talk of Lag BaOmer for my father-in-law, which has just been printed. And I hope that you will find the proper time to read at least somewhat of it for those people who pray with you. And that certainly would bring a benefit for all of you with blessing.